This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and Philadelphia's animal care and control provider is putting out the urgent word they need folks to adopt or foster dogs. KYW's John McDevitt covered this story this week, and he joins us now. John, give us more details on the situation here.
Yeah, well, I took a ride out to North Philly to ACT Philly's facility. It's the city of Philadelphia's only open intake shelter. The dog kennels are at capacity. There are about 100 dogs in the kennel room, and then there's an overflow area, and in that area are staff members' offices. So they've crate set up, and there are dogs that are sharing offices with the staffers there. They have a variety of dogs, mixed breeds, pure breeds, all looking to be placed in a loving home.
So it's an urgent situation with the numbers. What happens if they can't get these numbers under control?
Yeah, sadly, Matt, dogs are being euthanized, not necessarily for behavioral reasons, but mostly because there's no room. Sarah Burnett is the executive director of ACT Philly.
It's not something we like to do, and we know people think poorly of us for it, but we also find that the majority of those dogs do find placement because of their urgency, and people come in. You know, I wish people would be motivated to come in every day, but unfortunately, urgency is often what motivates people to come in. So them understanding our reality hopefully changes the reality for these dogs.
She says when the kennels are full, dogs who have been there the longest are put on a timestamp list. There are about 10 dogs currently on that list.
Do we know why the numbers are so high? Is there a why here, like as to why the shelter is so full?
Well, one is because of backyard breeders and puppy mills. The shelter is seeing dogs dumped as strays. So, you know, they're the only open intake shelter and they have to take strays. But in reality, ACT Philly says they're likely from breeders unable to sell them. The litters were sick, so they are posing as strays and dumping them off there. That's one reason. A lot has to do with people losing dogs, and they don't come to the shelters right away. They look for the dogs, but they don't check the area shelters. And this whole thing is about space, right? So if you decide to go to a shelter a week or two later, that dog is taking up space, and it could very well be a death sentence for the older dogs that have been there.
And just to be clear, dogs are the issue here. It's not cats. There's like cats are – they're fine when it comes to cats.
The shelter says that the cats are not a problem at this point.
Given the situation with the dogs, are there incentives to make it easier for folks to take home a dog, either to adopt or to shelter right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So ACT Philly is offering $10 adoption fees for dogs 40 pounds or heavier. Also, this is new to me, thanks to a anonymous generous donor. If an animal rescue, another animal rescue shelter in the region, if they pull a dog from ACT Philly, the organization will receive $750. And if they pull two or more, they get an additional $500. And, you know, Matt, with the holidays approaching, welfare organizations, they promote the adopt, don't shop message. Adopt a dog. Don't buy them from a pet shop. Shelters and rescues undoubtedly will have special promotions now through the end of the year.
And if someone hears this, wants to bring a dog home, what should they do? Where should they start?
Yeah, so ACT and many other organizations, they have adoptable dogs on their website with all the information that they know of that animal is displayed there as well. So you can get a quick glance of that. And ACT is open every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the public is encouraged to go there and check the shelters out as frequently as they want to find a match. Also, Matt, fostering.
We are looking for foster parents for the holidays. So if you can't foster long term, this is a great way to help out short term. So we're looking for people who can take dogs literally just for a couple days over the holidays from our Doggy Style Pet Store partnership. So we're looking for people to take those dogs for a couple days and then bring them back to the stores so they can go for adoption. We're looking for people to help our current foster parents. So we have current foster parents going on vacation for Thanksgiving, for example. We don't want that dog back in the shelter. We want that dog to go somewhere else for a short period. So it's a good way to help out temporarily and also not feel bad about bringing them back to the shelter because you don't have to.
Again, it could be temporary, but you're freeing up space at that shelter.
And as long as we have you here, John, I want to switch gears a bit because also noticed this week you were at the Franklin Institute. We talked about this several weeks ago on the show, but they are getting ready to finally unveil some refurbished exhibits. How was that?
Yeah, the Franklin Institute is celebrating the grand opening of Body Odyssey and E. Hamilton's Collections Gallery. The $8.5 million Body Odyssey exhibit reintroduces that good old favorite, the walkthrough giant heart. And the high-tech add-ons here, Matt, you put your finger on a little panel and you could have like two or three other people and you go through the heart and what you're hearing, you know, that old pump, 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 pump or bump, pump, pump, pump or whatever it was. You're hearing the sound of your heart as you go through it, and there are bells and whistles and all that good stuff. The latest medical and sports technologies are also featured in this big exhibit. And the Hamilton Collections Gallery, it's been transformed. For the first time, the two-story gallery features hundreds of the museum's artifacts on display, like pieces of the Hindenburg, Thomas Edison's light bulbs, and Benjamin Franklin's harmonica. And the centerpiece of that space, it's been polished up, the 350-ton Baldwin locomotive.
All right. Thank you very much, John. KYW's John McDevitt joining us, and we will continue with The Week in Philly in just a few moments. Please stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.